This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, man, The Rock is in the news. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Always like talking about The Rock. Level-headed guy. People say I kind of look like him. Call myself a chip off the old rock. Pebble. Yeah. Anyway, he's in the news. And over the weekend, and here's what this article writes. UK tabloid, The Daily Star, has taken down a story about Dwayne The Rock Johnson from their website after the actor claimed the alleged interview was 100% fabricated. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks, where we don't fabricate anything. We will analyze. We will give you what-if scenarios. I don't pretend to be the news. I'm not trying to be the news. Because there are people who listen, Kevin, you said on the radio. I go, look, I say a lot of stuff on the radio. I write a lot of things. I don't make any news. What I do is I comment on what you consider to be news. And sometimes that news turns out to be fake. People say, you commented on a story that was, you know, found out in Snopes to be fake. And I go, okay, great. So what was my commentary? My commentary was real. I don't care about the story. That's on you. That's on you. I'm not trying to push off stuff on you. I'm telling you, guess what, folks? This is life. This is life. It's not on me. Somebody calls you, Kevin, I think such and such. I'd like your comment. I comment on that. It turns out their information was wrong. My information wasn't wrong. My comment is still as valid as it was from the moment I said it. And I've told this to Washington Post reporters, New York Times reporters, Politico. I had an interview with Politico the other day about some nonsense. I'm like, guys, look, you act as if I'm delivering news. I'm responding to what comes out.
Well, Kevin, it turned out that wasn't true.
I didn't start the rumor. What are you pointing at me for? Whatever I said about whatever you ask me, I stand by it. 100%.
Well, the information's wrong.
Okay, great. Bring me the new information, and I will give you a new comment. Rinsed off. Let's just wash it off. Okay, here's my new comment. Based on new and improved information. I'm not taking blame for this stuff. I'm an opinion person. And that's why I get to this, because here's the thing. I say this a lot, and I truly mean it. I have no animosity towards any group of people, any group. Well, that's not totally true. As I said, I don't like people who intentionally hurt other people. I don't like pedophiles. You know, but I'm saying, without knowing what you're about, I have no animosity towards you, but I have animosity towards people who are conniving, who are scandalous, who look for to create chaos, things like that. Once you reveal yourself in that way, I don't like you. But up until that point, I'm willing to give you a fair shot. Don't misunderstand me. I've got a jaundiced eye over everything now. That's just from maturing. Anyway, The Rock said the story was 100% fabricated. And it brings me back to what Justice Thomas said to me in his chambers. Kevin, the news is made up. Don't believe it. Now, this story had appeared on the cover of a tabloid. And the Rock supposedly criticized Generation Snowflake. And in the alleged interview, he expressed his support for tolerance of everyone's beliefs. But is quoted as saying, Generation Snowflake, or whatever you want to call them, are actually putting us backwards. Now, TMZ picked this up. Twitter went bananas. And people jumped all over The Rock. Oh, The Rock is now off my Christmas list. Oh, I can't stand The Rock. Oh, I'm so over The Rock. Vin Diesel's now my new hero. And it's funny to me how people are quick to do that. Well, Johnson eventually responded to the story. And he put a video out on Instagram, and he says, that interview never took place, it never happened, I never said any of those words, completely untrue, 100% fabricated. Now, It's funny to me that somebody would just make it up. But I've read articles about me, and I go, I didn't say that. I don't think that. I got called a radical. I got called a radical because I dare make a movie about police and tell it from a bit of a police perspective to say, look, we're human beings. We make mistakes. But overwhelmingly, we are good for the public. That's the movie I made. I recognize their mistakes. In the film, we highlighted them. They called me a radical conservative or something like that. It was bizarre. I'm reading this going, so, you know, the narrative is cops like to kill black people. Here's a black dude who goes, wait a minute, I've looked at the statistics and it isn't quite that way. I'd like to give a different perspective, and I'm called a radical. Anyway, it goes on to say, it's not a real Dwayne Johnson interview if I'm ever insulting a group, a generation, or anyone, because that's not me. That's not who I am. That's not what we do. I guess we being the brand, The Rock. So, anyway, the issue I would say there is, while I respect Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, for saying, I don't insult anybody, I can tell you this. I don't insult anybody that doesn't deserve it. And I know that sounds weird.
Like, I don't kill anybody unless they deserve it.
But I'm saying, it isn't my intent to insult. My insulting is by telling you, here's what you said, here's what you did. And I say to the snowflakes out there, you people are. You're a generation I don't understand. At least the ones that are representative of you. I don't get you. I don't understand why you don't have any resolve. I don't understand why you won't stand up and say, wait a minute, this gender stuff is ridiculous. What do you mean toxic masculinity? I love my dad. I love my uncles. I love my brothers. I love my friends who are males. And how can there be toxic masculinity anyway in your crazy world of leftism where there are no genders? You know, challenge. Why do we stop that stuff? When did women become the all virtuous people that we had to, I believe her, no matter what? I'm sorry, I'm too old for that. I know what women do. There are a lot of generation snowflakes that are going to find out in the real world, you aren't going to be able to deal with the very world you created for yourselves. Oh, you've created a matrix, all right. Problem is, it's going to come back to, it's a steel-toed boot with a razor at the end. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that The Rock said it was a fabricated story, which goes into the fake news narrative and, in effect, validates what we already know. Short break, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There is a war on men, a war against men. The misandrist, that's the opposite of a misogynist. That is a woman who hates men. See, a misogynist is a man who supposedly belittles, denigrates women. A misandrist does the same to men. They hate men. For no other reason than your genitalia hangs on the outside of your body. That's it. That's all it takes. So they accuse us of being too macho, toxically masculine, and a host of other things. They blame all the ills of society on men. When in fact, I will flip the script and say, no, let's tell you, the real ills of society come from women who don't know how to be women, and then they create men who don't know how to be men. That's where the real ill of society comes from. Don't be fooled. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And these misandrists have everything backfiring on them. They can't find men, so they become lesbians. That's just, don't laugh at me. I believe that wholeheartedly. These women can't find men, so they say, well, you know what? You'll have to do, Chicky. And so they become lesbians, and then they want all the laws that, to favor them because they've got the butch haircuts, and now they look like freaking Marines. Now they want the laws to be written for them, except don't call them Marines because, you know, Marines are bad. They are baby killers. Which, ironically, is exactly what many of these feminists are. Baby killers, I know. I know. Look at how I talk myself into all this stuff. It sounds weird, doesn't it? When I give you a scenario like that and there's a bit of sardonic humor in it, but the fact of the matter is that is exactly what's going on in the world. So we've got these effeminate men, these butch women. They run the world. I laughingly say, find me a woman that really enjoys working with other women. Unless these girls just go way back and it's a Sex in the City kind of, you know, TV show arrangement, they hate each other. Women don't want to work with women. They would prefer to work with men, number one, and most women prefer male bosses. I know, hard to believe, in the world of feminism, in the world that we live in, and it isn't because of men being misogynists. It's because women are misandrous. Women are haters. These feminists hate you. They hate us. They hate men. They hate fathers. They hate brothers. They hate uncles. And you know why? Because in their own families, in their own dysfunctional units, they commit all kinds of heinous sins against one another that they want to cover up. And then they want to blame us as if we've done something wrong. Well, we haven't. These are the people that molest children and then pretend that that's not what made them gay. And the kids will go, I was born this way. No, you weren't. Your uncle, that lefty that believed that he could have whatever moral relativity he wanted, he molested you. You don't want to admit it. The family swept it under the rug because that's what leftists do. See, let me tell you what a conservative family, let me tell you what the Jackson family would do. If you even hinted of molesting one of my kids, I will be in prison for stomping on your carcass. Okay? That's the difference. No sweeping it under the rug. It will be a press conference with me in court saying, yeah, no problem. I wish I had three more lifetimes so I could kill him three more times. That's what I would do. And that's what most of you would do. But leftists sweep it under the rug. Yeah, Democrat. Well, let's not tell on old Uncle Harry. He's always had a problem. Yeah, conservatives, we don't sweep under the rug. We confront. We say we're going to solve this problem because the problem is now you've got a child who's going, what the heck's going on here? And you got a relative who's probably done it to somebody else. We don't sweep it under the rug. So anyway, all this leftism is backfiring. That's what it boils down to. Women on their side are the men. Men are the women. Half of them don't know what roles to play. Let me tell you, I'll go ahead and call Fox out. Put a woman in charge of your company, and you know what they do? They don't know how to react to stuff. They don't know. They're like, oh my gosh, is this supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? Am I being too hard? Am I too soft? A guy makes a decision. He doesn't worry about, is it going to make my bosses mad? Is it going to make the public mad? He makes a decision, and he sticks with it, and he sticks by people. Not like women. These executive feminists are just, they're so stuck in this zone of, oh, I don't know what clique I want to belong to, that they don't make decisions properly. And so eventually everything goes to heck. I can name you three or four of them. The woman who was put in charge of Yahoo failed. The woman who was put in, there's at least 10 of them. Just Google it. Failed executives. People that got packages and they let them go because they stunk at their jobs. And they stunk at their jobs because they weren't prepared for it. They got moved up the ladder like Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. And then they go, ooh, look at how powerful I am. And they don't even know how to wield it. See, young boys that are taught in the conservative manner, they know how to wield it. They've dealt with all the pity-pat BS, playground crap, and by the time they become executives, they say to themselves, I know who I am, I know what our mission and our vision is of our company. If it doesn't suit that, it's gone. End of story. Oh, I know there are people out there going, Kevin, it sounds like sour grapes. I have no sour grapes. I wish I one of these days I may very well have a hashtag that says screw Fox. I don't care about Fox News. If I never am back on that station, that channel, that network, whatever you want to call it, again, I wouldn't care one bit. There's bigger and better for me. But I will tell you, that management team doesn't know what it's doing. That's what I'll tell you. And that's why many of you are going, huh. You know, it's funny. I'm feeling the same way. I don't feel like Fox is conservative. Hey, hate to break it to you. They're not. And so we've got this trend now that's emasculating men. It's doing it in Hollywood and elsewhere. That's why you don't want to go to the movies. You know, if you really want to sit down and talk about the problems ailing society, it has to do with family. Nobody, the left doesn't want to discuss it. The right just kind of takes it for granted, and it has to do with the male model, role model being diminished. And now we have it at Google. The equality crowd. Yeah. But TechCrunch found out that when it comes to how much they pay men and women for the same job, women earn more than men at Google. Now, do you think that the women are more effective than the men or whatever? Do you think, and by the way, do you think that the feminist movement is going to go, hey, wait a minute, women at Google are getting paid more for the same job? Will anybody complain about this except good old little Kevin Jackson out here, the Horton hears a who? I'll complain about it. I complain about it if a woman doesn't get paid. If a woman is doing the same job as a man, she should get the same money. But if a man is getting paid less, he should get the same money. But here's what I'll tell you in the end. I don't care. Here's what may surprise some people. I don't care. If you're a guy working at Google and you're too stupid to go ask for the money that you're worth at a company like that, shame on you. But it goes to show how things have flipped, because in the old days, it were the women who were afraid to negotiate for a better salary. But here's what's interesting, just so we can finish out this kind of a ramble. The women aren't negotiating for better salary. Google's just giving it to them. They're saying, look at what the guys make, give more to the women. You want to know why? They want to make political hay out of it. They want people to believe, look at us, look at what we do. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. We're progressive. Well, good for you, Google. You make enough money, you can play games with people's lives like that. But in fact, you know, it doesn't do it. It's not elevating women anymore. Congratulations, ladies, for getting something for nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Going to do something very dramatic on the border, because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They will not meet. They will not do anything. They want to have open borders.
President Trump speaking about immigration outside the White House. The president continues teasing a major immigration announcement.
We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow.
The president is in Colorado addressing the Air Force Academy graduating class. Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey are all at high risk for thunderstorms today as more severe weather hammers the Ohio Valley to the mid-Atlantic. After tornadoes were spotted yesterday near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the risk of tornadoes remains high. Meanwhile, over 10 million people are under flood warnings from Texas to Illinois. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got nothing to worry about, conservatives. You're getting the House back in 2020. You are going to watch Donald Trump repeat as President of the United States. He's changing the game. He's gotten more comfortable. He's got his sea legs about him, and things are going to be very good for us. This is the best year we've ever had as conservatives, and 2020 will be better than this. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. There's many reasons for it. Nadler and team have now subpoenaed McCann, who was the president's former White House counsel. I don't know why they would do it. It's not going to shed any more light. McCann's going to say he has... attorney-client privilege, or he's going to say, you know what, guys? Donald Trump only complained that he hadn't done anything wrong, and he's tired of people not letting him do his job. Any way it goes, it's not good for the Democrats. They think this ruse will last. It won't last. We'll get into more of that later. I don't want to talk about that right now. What I do want to talk about, though, is this thing called the economy, because there was a time when people ran and they said things like, it's the economy, stupid. I believe that's what Bill Clinton ran on. Maybe even Barack Obama. They secretly hoped that the economy would torpedo so McCain could look stupid, which he ended up doing, and Barack Obama would come in as if he was going to save the day. Well, he did. He saved the day. He printed over $8 trillion, almost $9 trillion new fresh greenbacks, backed by nothing, and that was his way to save the economy. And, of course, we know what happened to the economy. It cratered. Put $8 trillion into any, $9 trillion into any economy, and you can't make it thrive? Barack Obama didn't make our economy thrive. He put a Band-Aid on a bullet wound and acted as if he did us a favor. He printed money. He couldn't create it. Like with the Mueller report, though, Democrats salivate at the prospect of Trump's economy failing. Here's what a guy wrote over at American Thinker. He says, leftists have been licking their chops over 2020, citing a host of reasons why Trump will definitely, definitely be defeated. Among these are crimes in the newly released Mueller report, and the supposed failure of North Korea and China talks, and most importantly of all, the anticipated decline of the economy ahead of the 2020 election, as the left sees it. Now, I'm going to stop right here for just a second and tell you something that I've been saying for the better part of 2 years. Donald Trump has set this economy up for nothing but growth, period. It's a very simple thing to do, and let me explain it again. What Trump did was he brought back real jobs, manufacturing jobs. He brought business back to the United States shores. And what that means is, and I got to say this before I get into that. The second part of it is he restructured all the trade deals. We're not going to lose billions of dollars every year to the tune of $500-700 billion a year. It's been as high as the 700 and something, almost $800 billion. Large enough to be the 19th largest economy if it stood on its own. That's how big our trade deficit was. So Trump is saying, if I cut that in half, if I get that down to, let's say, $300 billion, it would be a coup. He'd be putting almost over $400 billion back into the economy every single year. Now, that doesn't seem like much in this, when we're talking trillions now. That's almost $500 billion a year. Look at what that amounts to, and then go look at the world GDP. We could buy countries, plural, with that much GDP. Now, what does it mean when we're no longer importing $400 billion of goods and services from other people, but instead we now have fixed our trade deficit for that, and I'm just using that amount as an example. Now we're getting that in the United States, sourced here, and we've also are shipping more product out. What does it mean? It means you have a thriving economy. It means we have products now that we may, here's the sad part, we may not be able to meet the need. We may have too much. We can't do it. We don't have the capacity. But anyway, so I'm telling you right now, forget that this economy is going to go down or whatever, because it isn't, and I'll get more into that. But anyway, there was a recent report that said by Regions Financial Group, summarizing Barron's, belies that assumption, meaning that we're going to have a bad economy. One of the reasons they say the economy might be slowing down, again, in the minds of leftist economists, is data showing that the existing home market slowed in 2018. For those like Robert Shiller at Yale or Lawrence Summers at Harvard, this might appear to confirm an upcoming recession. A, quote, significant risk of recession exists within 2 years, Summers told Fortune magazine in January of this year. The Regions report notes that existing home listings have declined during peak season every year now for 4 years, including the last 2 years of the Obama administration. And he says it's curious that leftist economists were not calling for a recession under Obama despite similar data. As soon as Donald Trump was elected, practically on election night, leftist economists started predicting a major recession, searching for the data to confirm it. One of those data points was the drop in existing home sales. Now, let me go back to some other stuff. This is a little off subject, but that's exactly what they do with global warming and all that. They say this is what we want, and then they pay people to go find it. So these leftists are telling you, oh, this is an indicator. Now, he goes on, what they failed to mention was the reason for that decline. According to Regions, existing home sales have declined because of, quote, improvement in the economy, not because of a slowdown pointing to a recession. Essentially, existing home listings have declined because houses have been selling so well that there are fewer on the market. It's tantamount to saying, well, people aren't able, you're at full capacity in the economy, and them figuring out a way to make that sound bad, like, well, the unemployment rate stayed stagnant. Yeah, nobody's moving. Anyway, I can't think of a good example, but you get what I'm saying. So they're not telling you what's going on. So, as Regions put it, we have for some time pointed to supply constraints as the biggest problem in the existing homes market. The reason for this supply constraint, according to Reasons, is improving trends in job growth, income growth, and consumer confidence. Not exactly the signs of a recession, folks. Even a recession that they claim that's in progress or one that's about to come. So they're lying to you. Now, that's a different picture from what you get when you watch CNN or MSNBC or comments from these respected academics, these economists. The left are so eager to see President Trump defeated in 2020 that it fabricates economic preconditions out of thin air. These predictions are based on nothing. Every sign of a slowdown is taken out of context and shouted from the rooftops. This guy writes this. Even one-off monthly events such as decline in December retail sales resulting from a sales calendar that pushed sales into November and followed by a partial government shutdown and resulting in a drop in consumer confidence are treated like confirmation of a painful recession just in time for the 2020 election. So here's what they're going to sell. They want to sell the American public that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing. And hey, despite the fact that you're happy, you have a job, you have job mobility, you're making more money than ever before, you're able to actually use your insurance and go to the doctor and do these things, take vacations, pay your bills on time, etc., don't believe the hype. Then you go on to say this. Ironically, there was a decline in retail sales seemed to have been reversed. Leftists were saying declining sales signal a recession. Well, now they are increasing strongly. According to the latest data from the Commerce Department, it was published Thursday, retail sales for March grew at 1.6%, the biggest jump in 18 months. As for jobs, March unemployment numbers came in at 3.8%, near 50-year lows. Unemployment expected to fall to 3.5% by December of this year. This is Goldman Sachs data. There has never been a recession accompanied by falling unemployment numbers. I repeat, there has never been a recession accompanied by falling unemployment numbers. So when you hear this nonsense, disregard. Let me tell you, going into 2020, the biggest story that will be talked about, you can go back and I want you to go to kjradio.com on this day, whatever day you're listening, and you chronicle this. The biggest story in 2020 will be how many Democrats have gone to prison, how many of them were caught up in the biggest scandal in political history in America, and it will be across the entire spectrum of the Obama administration. That's going to be your biggest story. The Democrats believe they're going to make hay with this nonsense obstruction thing, or by saying this economy isn't good, they are in for a rude awakening. I can't wait. I want to see it play out. I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats got caught in their own web of deceit. And we have the testimony to prove it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. We come on here day after day, week after week, trying to convert minds, hearts, souls. It's almost like I feel like an evangelist. I don't have anything against leftists other than the fact that they're miserable liars. They are skanks and scoundrels of the highest order. But I don't – look, I told you guys about my uncle. I mentioned 420 date. I have an uncle that used to deal drugs. He fought dogs. He beat his wives or girlfriends. I know. Look, he's a scoundrel. There are people that look at my uncle and go, he's a horrible person. I love the man to death. He's close to death now. I love him to death. That should tell leftists all you need to know. I'll talk about you bad when you do things bad. My uncle is a bad man. My aunt Alfreda, who was his first wife, my uncle had his first two kiddos by, Jeannie and Monica. I absolutely adore that woman. She is a saint to put up with my uncle for all those years, and she did it because she liked being part of his family. You ever had a family like, you know, you just love them and you're like, ooh, I love the family, but this girl is crazy. You don't want to be a part of her, but you see the family, or you see these stories where, like Jerry Maguire, where the guy falls in love with the kid, not necessarily the woman. I mean, he ended up loving the woman, but you get what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you Democrats, you dimwits, is that even though I talk smack about you because you deserve it, I still love you. I have a place in my heart for you. But here's the thing. As with my uncle, I don't forgive his bad deeds. I love him for the good parts of him, but I'm not forgiving his bad deeds. And I'm not forgiving you Democrats for your bad deeds. You are liars and scam artists of the highest order. And you need to change it. You need to stop your evil ways. So I'm glad you're listening, but you need to change. That's why I'm here. I'm here to convert you. I'm the Joel Osteen of politics. I want everybody to feel love. You need to feel yourself some love. Kevin Jackson's going to give you some love. The Bible says, God says, you got to love one another. Love one another. What's that song? Light of the world, shine on me. Love is the answer. It's England Dan and John Ford Coley. Look at that. Just pull that out. Bam! Shine on us all, set us free. Love is the answer. Love is the answer. Okay, but look, that doesn't mean you can't. You got to stop being a scoundrel. Doggone leftist. Anyway, Democrats have been caught. Many people are going to be turning the state's evidence. It's going to begin with a guy named E.W. Priestap. Priestap. P-R-I-E-S-T-A-P. Google it for yourself. Figure it out. You may not have heard that name much, but as it turns out, E.W. Priestap played a critical role in this spy novel. The thing that Dan Bongino calls Spygate. The E.W. stand for Edward William Priestap, a.k.a. Bill Priestap. And Bill's got a background in law. But that role matters not into what we're talking about. The role that matters to us is his role with the FBI as an intelligence officer. See, Priestap worked as an assistant director of the FBI Counterintelligence Division from 2015 to 2018. Critical years. His testimony before Congress hangs the Democrats out to dry. Now, the government redacted some of his testimony. But there are people out there who are very good at looking at stuff and stringing things together. And they have essentially figured out that Priestap gave himself enough rope to hang himself and the Democrats. Real Clear Investigation noted the timeline of when the FBI began its plans to entrap President Donald Trump. And here's what they write. Priestap's testimony took place on June 5th, 2018. Write that down. He was in the Rayburn Building. Room 2226, the questioning by congressmen and House staff, committee staff, focused on whether the FBI had applied the same rigor to the Clinton investigation that it had tied to the Trump probe. The transcript, the public can read today, contains not only those questions and Priestap's responses, but also the telltale redactions of anxious bureaucrats. One thing that is very clear, that the Sharpie Brigade at the Federal Bureau of Investigation Department of Justice really, really didn't want people to know is where Bill Priestap was a week into May 2016. Not long into the questioning that Tuesday morning last summer, Rep. Jim Jordan from Ohio asked, "Do you ever travel overseas?" "Yes," said Priestap. "How often?" "As little as possible." The apparent comedy routine notwithstanding, Jordan later asked how many times in his 2.5 years running the counterintelligence shop, Priestap had traveled abroad. Priestap said this, "I want to say 3 times. And can you tell me where you went?" Jordan asked. "The ones I'm remembering are the blank
And Jordan drilled in all three times. To blank. Pre-snap said the trips he remembered off the top of my head were blank. They were all redacted. They were all to the same place. Now, understand, the FBI handles internal United States investigations, not external. I'll go on. Jordan asked Priestep whether he remembered when he went to this place, and he said no. Jordan would stop his testimony there, but then he came back later for another round of questioning, and he asked Priestep whether he had traveled to a particular location at a particular time in 2016. And understand that time and time again, censors from the FBI and DOJ redacted the location and the time. Surely, a location of even an assistant director of the FBI counterintelligence is not top secret, is what I was wondering when I was thinking about this. You know, okay, I went to, you know, London. I went to wherever. I went to Spain. The FBI visits places often, even though the agency deals with domestic deals. He could have said, yeah, I took three trips to London. My daughter was over there. I visited friends, whatever. Why would the timing of his travel be kept secret? Note, they wouldn't give the date of his travel, nor would they give the times that he met with people. If you don't want the American people to connect the dots on when and where, that's what you would do. Because with these two unknowns, we might figure out the why. See, if we know the where and the when, we might go, that seems rather suspicious that in May through, you know, mid-May to end of May, you went to London only, and that's what you travel to do when you don't travel. The article continues. Turns out the Sharpie brigades weren't nearly as thorough as they thought. A long available transcript of text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok and lawyer Lisa Page, the paramours who worked on both the Clinton and Trump investigation, provide the answer. It's right there on the page detailing the text between Strzok and Page on May the 4th. Now, go back to that. I'm saying the other guy, Priestap, went to London, we believe, on May the 6th. Now, here's what they text. At around 9:31 that Wednesday evening, Strzok writes to say he is worried about getting a memo into shape that is expected that night or the next morning. He feels pressured, even though, quote, I don't know that Bill will read it before he gets back from London next week. That would be Bill Priestap. Bill Priestap is colluding with these guys, and he's going to London to get the information. And what Strzok is writing, he's worried about getting the memo into shape when he says he doesn't know when Bill's going to get a chance to read it. Now, go to a text from the next Monday morning, May the 9th, and Strzok is wondering when he will receive the daily report on the Clinton investigation with what? With Bill out. In other words, Bill's not going to be able to give him his talking points on the investigation because he's in London. So, Bill Priestep was in London on or around May the 9th, strongly suggests that all three of his international trips were taken by him during his tenure as an FBI counterintelligence chief were to London. Now, there's a reason the censors had their Sharpies out, and it has to do with another question that Jordan asked Priestep. Okay, so what were you doing in the blank of 2016? So, Priestep required, I went to meet with a foreign government partner. In other words, almost most certainly British intelligence. Not exposing our British partners has been JD justification for locking up secrets in the beginnings of the Trump investigation. Now, the redactions failed to hide that Priestep was meeting with his British counterparts in 2016. He went on a mission regarding the Steele dossier. So the FBI sent an envoy to London over a fake dossier. We have the testimony from Steele where he admitted this dossier is bogus. It is bupkis. It has no meaning whatsoever. Priestep is the first domino to fall, folks. You're going to hear his name. You're going to see him come before Congress, and he's going to be held accountable, as will the FBI and the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.